good afternoon, and welcome to Your DIY Health here on the People's Patriot Network. I'm your host, Sergeant Jim Ram, retired. You can call me Sarge. And it is Tuesday, January 22nd, 2019. And just getting some levels adjusted here. And this program is meant to present nutritional information only and is in no way meant to replace the advice of a competent medical professional, assuming you can find one. I'm not a doctor, and that's a good thing. In my opinion, the doctors most people go to see when they have a health issue, MDs, are wrapped around the axle of their training. Unfortunately, their training is in drugs and surgery, and it doesn't equip them to treat the over 900 chronic health issues that are proven to be a result of a nutritional deficiency. I'm simply someone who's been studying under the tutelage of one of, if not the top nutritional authorities in the world, Dr. Joel Wallach. Now, I don't treat diseases. I don't even treat people. I simply advise people how to give their bodies the raw materials they need to maintain good health. And when a body has what it needs, it'll fix itself. The body wants to fix itself. The body knows how to fix itself. It has a God-given innate ability to do so. The only thing it's missing is the raw materials. And when you put those back into the mix, stand back and wait to be amazed, because your body will do some really, really cool stuff. Now you can visit my website at yourdiyhealth.com. That's Y-O-U-R-D-I-Y, like do-it-yourself. Health, H-E-A-L-T-H.com. Again, yourdiyhealth.com. There's all kinds of information there. I've been updating it on a regular basis. At the top of the homepage, you'll see a link to watch the new documentary video on Dr. Joel Wallach called The Audacity of Health. And it is absolutely fantastic. It's about 40 minutes long, and it pretty much does a great job of telling the life story of Dr. Wallach about his research, his upbringing, how he ended up involved in natural health, and all the things that he's been involved in over the years. And it's just a fantastic video. I encourage you to watch it. Also, we have products that you can order there, the longevity products. And if you'd like to talk to somebody regarding those before placing an order, you're welcome to call our toll-free number at 855-80-YOUNG, 855-809-6864. Again, 855-809-6864. And Jeff, Sally, and Robert are standing by, ready to take your calls. They're very knowledgeable in the product line and the home-based business opportunity, and would be very happy to help you out with anything you got going on. Just keep in mind that this is for the longevity products only. If you're interested in the CBD oil products from CTFO, which are on the website as well, or the pulsed electromagnetic therapy device that we talk about in the Trinity of Health tab, those things you'll have to contact me directly for. Now, the CTFO, there's links there that you can actually go right to the website and place an order if you'd like. But if you'd like to talk about the products and anything like that, feel free to give me a shout. Just use the Contact Me button. That gives you the opportunity to either call on the phone or use an email that pops up right in your browser. You can send a message. Just keep in mind that I don't check emails during the show, but I do check them afterwards. So anything that comes in, we'll get a response within a few hours. Let's see here. Now, if you scroll to the bottom of the homepage, you will see the Facebook button. And that button's there so that you can go right to the Facebook page set up for the radio shows. And I've been posting things up there all along here yesterday. I haven't gotten anything up today. It's kind of running at the last minute. I actually literally sat down in the chair 2 minutes before we were supposed to go live. And, of course, the computer didn't want to cooperate. It was still asleep and didn't want to wake up. So we were managing. But it was a nip and tuck for a second there. I wasn't sure if I was going to get on in time or not, but we made it. So anyway, feel free to just peruse the website. There's all kinds of information there. Going through that site, you'll learn more about natural health than any MD on the planet knows. I'll tell you what, it is really a good list of information. So let's see here. Now, if you go to the radio show tab, we at the very top of the page, you will see our link to our latest edition, which is the castbox.fm archive page. And that'll take you, if you click that link of the radio show icon, it's me and the microphone, it'll take you right to the page set up for the show. And we've been posting every live show or every fresh show that we've done since October 22nd, I believe, is up there. So you've got all kinds of things that you can look at. There's show descriptions about what we talked about. Whole shoot and match. But I encourage you to bookmark that and just take advantage of it. If you miss a show or if you want to hear something again or if you want to share it with a friend or family member via social media, that's all possible. You can also download the smartphone app for Android or iPhone, and then you'll be able to listen to the shows directly on your phone in fantastic audio quality. So all that's available to you there, all free of charge, just for our way of saying thanks for being a loyal listener. Now, let's see what else we got here. At the bottom of the page, we have a chat room, and that's on the radio show tab. And if you either are not in a place where you can call into a show, or if you don't feel comfortable calling into a live show, but you have a question, then you can feel free to just use that chat room. There's nothing to sign up for or anything else. You just type your question in or your comment, and it will come up, and I'll see it, hopefully. I try to keep it on top of my screen so it's always there for me to look at, and I do my best to glance over there every so often just to make sure. But it's there, and it's there for your use, so take advantage of it. Just one more way of interacting with the show. Now, keep in mind that the topics discussed and opinions mentioned on the show are those of the host and or guests and don't necessarily represent the opinions of the People's Patriot Network, its owners or sponsors, or any of the alphabet agencies out there listening in. Also, nothing we say on the show should be construed as an attempt to diagnose, treat, or cure any health issue. All this is done for your entertainment and education purposes only. It's up to you as a responsible adult to do your own due diligence. Make sure that what you're doing, what you're trying, what you're hearing is right for you. Don't take my word for it. Do your own study. And definitely, if you're dealing with a chronic health issue, do not take the word of an MD, because given half a chance, they will kill you. And in the process, their therapeutics will not work to restore your health or to cure the issue you're dealing with. All it will do is manage the symptoms using biochemical drugs that only work by poisoning biochemical pathways in your body, and they have nasty side effects besides. So you do not want to take drugs for a chronic health issue. Simple as that. And that's the only thing MDs have to offer, that and surgery, which 99 times out of 100 is unnecessary if you give your body the right stuff. So that being said, just keep in mind the number to call into the show is 614-426-8787, 614-426-8787. And the other way you can call in, and I've neglected to say this, just never thought about it, but Roger mentioned it on his show this morning, so I just thought I would mention it to you as well. If you want to call in via Skype, if you have a Skype app on your phone or at home on your computer, the quality is much, much better. And it's easier to get in. All you have to do, my Skype address is Sarge, S-A-R-G-E, 45-A-C-P. Like 45-A-C-P, that the ammunition is fired by the Colt semi-automatic pistol. Sarge, 45-A-C-P. If you type that into your Skype program, it will find me. Then you just send a contact request. As soon as I see it pop up in my window, I will accept it. Just put a note in there calling, you want to call into the radio show or something like that. And as soon as I see it, I'll accept it. And then you're free to call in via Skype using my address. And then that'll make it much, much easier. So if you'd like to use Skype rather than the phone, feel free. Again, Sarge 45 ACP, automatic Colt pistol. That's what the letters stand for, Sarge 45 ACP. So you can use that, and that's another way to call in, and I encourage you to do it. So anyway, I've been scrambling around today. Finally we're getting a little warmer weather. We're having a heat wave here in Ohio. My goodness, we're up to 25 degrees now. The high yesterday was like 4 or 5, and we're in the sub-zero temperatures overnight the last two nights, and so now we've got snow on the ground, the beautiful winter wonderland. It's a nice, clear, sunny day outside, and but the temperatures are coming up. We're actually, I think, tomorrow supposed to be in the 40s. So we're going to see the snow melt, and I guess it's going to rain, which then it will freeze again, and we'll have ice everywhere. it's typical Ohio and or winter in Ohio. You never know what you're going to get. Just stand. If you don't like what you're seeing, stick around 20 minutes. It'll change. So, that being said, all the crazy temperature fluctuations in Ohio or anywhere else for that matter can wreak havoc with people's immune systems. And my wife right now is dealing with the creeping crud that she got from somebody at the hospital. Imagine that. And you know, not only has she been at the hospital for work, but she's been at one of the other local hospitals because her dad is in there right now with pneumonia. So she's been back and forth between one hospital and another, and the poor sanitary conditions in most hospitals and the stupid things they do to try and alleviate germ passages, like I've been always talking about with the alcohol-based hand sanitizers and that kind of stupid stuff. It's no wonder that, you know, people get these things, especially this time of year. That's why they call it cold and flu season. And last night she was getting ready to go to bed, and she always gives me a kiss before bed, but last night she wouldn't. And I said, "You can kiss me. I'm not going to get it." "Yes, you will." "No, I won't." And that's, you know, she still is wrapped around the allopathic axle and doesn't understand what it takes to have a robust functioning immune system, because the allopathic medicine system doesn't understand it. It's all about giving your body the raw materials it needs so that it can function properly. You know, if you've got a car, and this is something that, who was it yesterday? I think it was Tanya mentioned on our call about Bit Club Network. And it applies just as much here as it does there. If you've got a car that you never put fuel in, you never put air in the tires, you never put oil in the crankcase, and you just don't maintain, guess what? It isn't going to run very well, if it runs at all. But if you put the stuff in, the windshield washer fluid, the brake fluid, the power steering fluid, air in the tires, gas in the tank, the right kind of gas. If it's an unleaded car, you don't want to put diesel fuel in it, and vice versa. You know, if you do the right things, guess what? The car runs a whole lot better. Your body is exactly the same way. Your body is designed to run in a certain manner, but it needs the fuel. It needs the 90 essential nutrients, the 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 essential fatty acids every single day. They're called essential nutrients because your body needs them every day and your body cannot make them. Get that through your head. Your body needs them every day and your body cannot make them. So, what do you have to do? They got to go down the hatch. Simple as that. That's right. You must supplement if you want to be healthy. That's all there is to it. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care how brilliant the person is who's talking to you. If they say that you can get everything you need from eating your 4 main food groups or 5 main groups or whatever, however many they think they've come up with now, they are talking out their backside. They have no idea what they're talking about. It is impossible. Not just difficult, not hard, not unlikely. It is impossible to get everything you need from eating food. It's not there. And the big thing is 60 of the 90, two-thirds of the 90 essential nutrients are minerals. Minerals come only from one place, and that's the soil. And it's no surprise and it's no secret that the farmlands in this country have been minerally depleted for over 100 years. That's right. In 1936, Senate document, well, that was then, that's just when the document came out, but it was bad before that. In 1936, Senate document 264 came out that basically said all the farmlands in this country are depleted of nutritional minerals. They don't exist in the soil any longer. Why is that? Well, there's a finite supply, especially close to the surface, and you know, when you constantly grow plants and crops, they're sucking all that stuff out of the soil. And on top of that, since no one is putting minerals back into the soil, guess what's going to happen? Pretty soon, you're going to have depleted soil. And when that happens, you have fruit that and vegetables and things that can still grow because they only need 3 nutrients or minerals to produce a yield: nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. That's why that's what farmers put on the soil, the NPK. And depending on the plants, they use a certain type or a certain formulation where the ratios are adjusted so that they're the kind of thing that the certain plant that they're going to be planting likes the best. Now, keep in mind, those plants can flourish with 9. They can actually produce, you know, can grow and produce a yield with 3. But people are different. people need 60. And while the plants may look just fine, you know, the farmer harvests them, you go to the market, you get the things, they look great, but there's no nutritional value there because nobody put the minerals in and the farmland is depleted. So there you have it. Two-thirds of the daily required nutrition will not be there. And that's why so many people are so sick right now. It's because they are not getting the things they need to stay healthy. And on top of that, while plants can produce some amino acids and some vitamins and essential fatty acids, they cannot produce minerals. So you can get some vitamins and things like that. You can get some amino acids from the foods you eat. However, what people don't realize is there is not a single biochemical function that can take place in your body without mineral cofactors. And on top of that, there is not a single vitamin that will do you any good unless it has corresponding mineral cofactors present so that your body can metabolize them. So you can be getting all the vitamins, all the amino acids, all the essential fatty acids your body requires. But in the absence of the mineral cofactors, those things are absolutely worthless. And take a look next time you're in a grocery store or health food store or something. Just pull a multivitamin off the shelf. And it may list, you know, all the different vitamins, but look what it says about minerals. 99% of them have no minerals whatsoever. And those that do have them in the wrong form. They're basically ground up rock, which your body's not designed to function with. Your body's designed to function with plant-derived minerals that come from plants. Basically the plants in the soil, the minerals, if they're in the soil, are sucked up through the root system into the plant, and through the process of photosynthesis, the plant converts those into mineral forms that we are designed to digest and assimilate. You don't get that from most supplements out there. Most of the time, if you're buying supplements, you're getting minerals that are basically ground up rock. And that's not what your body's designed to utilize. They are very low absorption levels, less than usually 10% or less. So if you get 1,000 milligrams of something, you're going to absorb maybe 100 if you're lucky. And that's why people go to the store, they say, well, I need calcium. So they go to the store and they buy these little horse tablets, you know, they're said called B-calcium. They're 1,000 milligrams per tablet. But what they don't tell you is it's calcium citrate, calcium lactate, calcium carbonate. And on average, those little tablets are about 720 milligrams of lactate, citrate, or carbonate, and about 280 milligrams of calcium. And again, it's ground up rock type calcium, which you're going to absorb maybe 10% of. So you're taking what you think is 1,000 milligrams of calcium and you're actually absorbing about 28 milligrams. And you wonder why you still have osteoporosis and all the other issues. And the thing is it's not just calcium. Your body needs all 90 nutrients. So you, even if you were getting the best calcium out there, which by the way comes from longevity, if you aren't getting the other 89 nutrients, that calcium's not going to do you much good, especially when it comes to things like osteoporosis and arthritis and that kind of thing. Because osteoporosis is thinning of the bone, so you have to grow new bone. You can't grow new bone with just calcium. You have to have all the things that go along with it, not just the essential nutrients, but you need other cofactors like glucosamine, chondroitin, hyaluronic acid, and then, of course, the minerals, borium, boron, strontium, phosphorus, whole list of things. And if you're not getting those things, you're not going to regrow new bone because before you can regrow bone, you have to first regrow bone matrix. And what's that? Well, bone matrix is it's like rebar in a concrete driveway. It's the stuff that the minerals adhere to. And in this case, it's made of collagen and hyaluronic acid and glucosamine and chondroitin and those kind of things. It's a like a rubbery kind of a substance, but the minerals adhere to that. And in order to rebuild new bone, you first have to rebuild bone matrix. Then the minerals that you're consuming will go onto that matrix and form new bone. And that's the problem. People don't realize that because they're idiot doctors. Oh, you just need to take calcium. Or even worse, if they see a high calcium level in the blood, they'll say you got too much calcium, don't take any. And that's actually 180 degrees opposite from the truth. When your blood calcium is high, it's because you have raging osteoporosis and a parathyroid gland is producing a hormone called parathormone, which is released into the blood. And as it travels through, it gets to the bones and it leaches calcium out of the bones and puts it into the bloodstream. And that's why the doctors get a blood test and they see high levels of calcium. They say, don't take calcium. And that usually accompanies things like kidney stones. So they say you're getting too much calcium, therefore you're making kidney stones. And it's actually wrong. You got too little calcium, and that's why you're making kidney stones. People that have high levels of calcium or the proper amounts never get kidney stones. Bingo. Again, they're wrong. But we keep going back to them, don't we? Well, some of us. I'm not part of that we. Y'all keep going back to them. You know, I hear this all the time. They complain about their doctor, but they just keep going back to him. And it's like they just don't have a clue. There are alternatives. There's other things you can do. You know, if you were going to a mechanic that every time you had a car problem, they said, oh, you need a new battery. The battery's bad. And they keep replacing your battery. And, of course, the tires still keep going flat and the engine still won't start. But every time you go in, you just need a new battery. Well, guess what? Pretty soon, you're going to stop going to that guy. You're going to find someone that knows what they're doing. Unfortunately, people don't do that with doctors. They find somebody they like, has a great bedside manner, a really nice person, maybe goes to their church or something, or you know, their kids are in the same school with our kids, whatever. They have some kind of connection, and therefore, that's who they go to. Not because they know what the heck they're talking about. Not because they're getting good results in the treatment modalities that are being applied to them, but because there's some kind of a social connection. That's pretty stupid. You know, if you had a guy, you know, your car mechanic was a nice guy, but he kept selling you a new battery and the car still kept breaking down, you're not going to keep going to him. I hope you're not. It's nuts. But people are stuck in that rut and that mindset. They just keep going, and it's crazy. And I don't know what to tell you. You got to make that decision for yourself. You got to figure out what the problem is and what you're going to do about it in order to make things work and get results. But suffice it to say, you've got to have the 90 essential nutrients. And what were we talking about? A healthy, functioning immune system. Without that, you're going to be dead in the water. Simple as that. Now, there were a lot of different things that I wanted to cover today. We're going to go a little bit more here, and then we'll get into some of the things in the news. But the key is the 90 essential nutrients, the 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 essential fatty acids. Now, what makes longevity so great? Well, number one, look at chicken soup. I bet most people, if you ask them, would you say that your grandmother's chicken soup was better than the stuff you buy in a can or a box in the grocery store? Very few people that I know of would say, no, the store-bought stuff was better. You know, there might have been a few grannies out there that couldn't cook, but most of them are pretty good cooks. And I know mine was. My mom's spaghetti was light years better than anything you buy in a grocery store. She was Italian. She had a recipe that was passed down from the old country. And I'll tell you what, once she figured out how to do it, she made a great spaghetti sauce, and it was good stuff. You wouldn't find anything in a grocery store in a jar or a can to match it. That's what's going on. It's the recipe. And most of the time, the ingredients are far superior to what you get in the store-bought stuff. You know, in the case of longevity, you know, most of the stuff you buy in the store, like I said, when it comes to minerals, are just ground-up rock. And that's not a good ingredient. You know, go out in your parking lot, pick up a rock, stick it in your mouth, chew it up. That's basically, you know, the only difference is some other machine has ground it up for you so you don't have to destroy your teeth in the process. But what it boils down to is the stuff that you're swallowing is just, you know, it's been ground up for you, but it's still in a form that's not absorbable. Ours are all plant-derived. Our minerals come from the only source that's ever been discovered on planet Earth that has all 60 of the essential nutrients, along with 17 more. They have a total of 77 that may or may not be essential as well. The jury's out, but right now we know that there's 60 essential minerals. All 60 of those are in plant-derived form from our mine in Utah, and we're the only ones that have access to that mine. And like I said, it's the best source of minerals ever discovered on this planet. Therefore, anyone else out there claiming to have minerals just as good as ours is lying. It ain't the case. So that's one thing. On top of that, our vitamins, our amino acids, our essential fatty acids are all tested, checked, double-checked throughout the process. If at any time during the process the quality level is not up to standard, they're scrapped and we start over. And that's why Wallach's protocols and why Wallach's recipes work so much better, because he's done the studies. He's done the research for years and years and years and years. And based on the research that he's done, they have formulated products that work synergistically together with each other to give you actual results. The other thing is dosing. You look at any other supplement out there, and it will say, for a child, take this much. For an adult, take this much. What happens if that child is twice as big as the adult? You know, does a Mack truck require more fuel than a Chevy or, you know, a Prius? Yeah. The bigger it is, the bigger the engine, the more fuel is needed. People are the same way. A 200-pound individual requires more nutrition than a 100-pound individual, about twice as much. Doesn't make any difference whether the 100-pounder is an adult or the 200-pounder is an adult. You know, if you got a 200-pound kid and a 100-pound adult, that kid needs twice as much nutrition as that adult, period. And our things are set up that way. That's why people whine and cry all the time, oh, they're so expensive. You know? To that I say, every single person on the planet will find a way to get the things that they want. They may not do the things they need, because wants in many cases are to the individuals more important than needs. I've seen people who wanted a boat, but they needed 90 essential nutrients. And because the boat was more important to them, they wouldn't buy the supplements. And then I watched as time went on, and they had fun playing with their boat when they got it and all this other stuff. And pretty soon they had some kind of nasty degenerative disease. And then they come to me asking, what do I need? Well, you need a whole lot more now than you did before, because it takes more to fix something than it did to prevent it. Oh, and now you're going to have to sell your boat. Oh, well, you know, they say there's the two happiest days in the owner in the life of a boat owner is the day he gets it and the day he sells it. So, you know, be that as it may, it's a matter of personal preference and a matter of personal priority. You know, I can't make you think that your health is your biggest priority. You've got to do that on your own. And if you don't do that, I can't help you. I can tell you what the likely results of your decisions are going to be. Of course, you probably won't want to hear them. But anyway, be that as it may, you know, I'll still be able to tell you. You know, I can pretty much predict the future when it comes to this kind of thing. And I've done it before, and I'm do it again just by looking at seeing what's going on, what basically you're deficient in now. And I can say, you know, I've got a lady at church. When I first met her, she had this white, snow-white hair. And we were talking for a while, and I told her, I says, you're going to die of a ruptured aneurysm, more than likely. And she looked at me and laughed, and I said, okay. She won't supplement because she's a penny pincher, and this stuff is just too expensive. I said, okay, your choice. But when you go, you know, I won't be able to tell you I told you so, but I'll be able to tell other people I told her so, and she wouldn't listen. Maybe the other people, I can use you as an example. But that's unfortunate. And how did I know that? Well, white hair, white, gray, or silver hair, by the way, is a result of a copper deficiency, because copper does two primary things: hair and skin pigment, and the flexibility of skin and vascular system. You know, if your skin is saggy, you need copper to make it pull up. If your blood vessels are weak, it's because you have a copper deficiency. And guess what an aneurysm is? It's like the balloon in the side of wall of your tire on your bicycle. When it bubbles out like that, that's a weakness in the sidewall of the tire, and it's allowing the inner tube or whatever it's pushing out on it. That's exactly what happens in your cardiovascular system when you have a copper deficiency. You develop weaknesses in the sidewalls of your arteries. And it's always the arteries, because they're the ones that are under high pressure. And the other thing, you know, so I can see when somebody's hair is white, you know, they've definitely got a copper deficiency. So if you got white hair, that's an indicator that somewhere along the line in your system, you've got hemorrhoids, you got spider veins, you got varicose veins, and you may very well have aneurysm forming. Dr. Wallach looked at the guy, Dr. Adkins, the guy that developed the Atkins diet, like Albert Einstein, who also, where he was famous for his wild white hair. And guess what he died from? A ruptured aneurysm. Wallach used to bump into Adkins at trade shows and things like that. And Wallach and Adkins also had wild white hair, kind of like, Einstein. And Wallach would tell him, says, you better get some supplements in. You got a copper deficiency. You're going to die of a ruptured aneurysm. Oh, you're crazy, Wallach. All I got to do is eat my four main food groups. One day, Wallach is at the airport doing what he normally does while he's waiting, looking at the obituaries in the newspapers. And here's the obituary for, guess who? Dr. Adkins. Cause of death? Ruptured aneurysm. Ding, ding. When you know what's going on, you can pretty much predict the outcomes. Just a matter of time. And the smart person will say, how do you know that? What makes you think so? And she didn't bother asking me that. I had told her the whole story. She didn't care. Oh, you're crazy. Okay. Well, I'll be here when you pass, and I'll find out. You know, it wouldn't be the first time I've gotten a copy of an autopsy report to find the cause of death. But that's the thing. You've got to make some changes in your life if you want to make some changes in your life. Simple as that. If you want to live a long, healthy life, but you're eating all the wrong foods and you're not supplementing, and you're doing everything wrong, guess what? What you are doing is not going to give you the outcome that you're hoping for. And that's why most people think of an 85-year-old as someone sitting in a wheelchair in a nursing home drooling all over themselves. And they can't imagine ever wanting to live to be 100. They don't think of people like Harold Stilson of Florida, who basically went out on his 100th birthday and hit his, like, a fourth hole in one. Hey, that's pretty good for a 100-year-old. And, you know, guys that are over 100 years old still flying commercial airline charters and, you know, overseas. You know, there was a guy who was, I can't remember his name, but he was in Azerbaijan, and he was 167. And he went out to harvest tea leaves for the news media that were coming to check him out, doing an article on his long-lived guy. So you don't necessarily have to be in a nursing home when you're 100 or 110 or 120. If you do things right, if you eat the right foods, if you stay away from the wrong foods, if you either supplement or you happen to live in one of the 28 areas around the world that get a large amount of nutritional minerals and other things in your daily diet. Unfortunately, those 28 areas are generally in places you would never want to live otherwise. You know, Mount Titicaca in Peru, way up there, you know, very little anything, you know, no luxuries, no things that people most people consider with a happy, healthy life. Clean air, you know, clean food, and that's it. But how do you do that? How do you bring the stuff that keeps those 28 cultures having long, healthy lifestyles to the U.S. or some other place where you want to live? You do it by taking the 90 essential nutrients via the Youngevity Healthy Body Start Pack and avoiding the bad foods. And that does the best thing you can to give your body the things that these other cultures get naturally. And in some cases, you're actually getting more because you're getting more of the nutrients and you're getting the actual all 90, which, you know, these other places, even though they're having long lives, they don't have all 90 nutrients. They just have more. And that makes a difference. But when you got all 90, you can actually do better. Theoretically, you could live longer than those other places if you were doing it right your whole life. Most people don't, however. So they don't quite make it. But, you know, if you want to, you know, if you want to have a perfect cake, you have to follow the recipe to the letter. If you don't, your cake's not going to look right. Or your cranberry stuffed pork chops or whatever the case might be. That's why they put pictures of the finished items in cookbooks. So you have an idea what it's supposed to look like. And if you follow the recipe, do things the way you're supposed to, pretty good chance that your outcome will be very similar to the picture. But if you don't, you can't complain that the recipe was wrong. It's because you didn't do it right. And that's the case with nutrition as well. If you want to live a long, healthy life, then there's certain things you need to do. You need to avoid the 12 bad foods. You need to give your body the 90 essential nutrients. You need to do certain things. You need to get good water, get plenty of sleep, and moderate exercise, things like that. If you don't do that, you're going to come up short. And the less and less of that you do, the shorter you're going to come up. And that's why you have, you know, I'm having people all the time, you know, I'm hearing people that, you know, 40 years old died of a heart attack or cancer. Cancer is rampant right now. It's believed that 1 in 3 will get cancer in their lifetime currently. And that number is going to be 1 in 2 here before long, within the next 15 to 20 years. You know, that's not really promising. And I know a lot of people who are doing things right that are going to skew the numbers, myself included. I highly doubt that I'll ever get cancer because I'm doing the things that keep you from getting cancer. So, you know, if you want to have a certain result, you got to do the things that reach that result. Now, if you want to go to Detroit from Columbus, you need to go north on 23 and pick up 75 and take you right into Detroit. If I go east on Route 70, I'm not going to get to Detroit. Just ain't going to happen. Or if I go south on 23, it'll be a long trip. If I go all the way around, come over the top, and chances are that ain't going to make it either because my car is going to sink in an ocean. But you've got to follow the things, and the best way to do it is there's people that have already blazed the trail. They've laid the pathwork out there, and all you got to do is follow what they were doing. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. You know, I'm following Dr. Wallach because that guy is 78 years old, almost 79, and he's still traveling. He's like the original Energizer Bunny. I mean, that dude is just constantly on the move, travels over 300 days out of the year, does 2 hours of live radio shows every day, does between 300 and 400 free speaking engagements year-round, runs circles around people half his age, and doesn't take a single pharmaceutical drug, never has. And how's he do it? He's been avoiding the bad foods and taking the 90 essential nutrients the better part of his life. Now contrast that with the average MD who dies between 56 and 58 years of age. And that's not just a guess. That's actual actuarial numbers. Wallach did a study where he took insurance reports over a year and basically figured out how many doctors died, got their ages, and then averaged them out, and he came out to 58 years. Well, the American Murder Association was really upset with that, so they did their own study. And the funny thing was, because it was paid for by a grant, they had to publish the results. And their study showed that the average MD lives to be 56. So Dr. Wallach gave him the benefit of the doubt by 2 years, but their study shows 56 years of age. So if your average MD lives to be 56, why on earth would anybody in their right mind go to an MD and ask them how to have a long, live a long, healthy life? You would think if the doctors knew so much about health and longevity that they would be the longest-lived people out there, but they're not. What about professional athletes? They're always working out. They're in super shape right up to the point they die. And guess what? They die between 47 and 62. Usually the more professional they are, the more active they are, the quicker they die. So you can't ask them. What about millionaires or billionaires? They can afford the best food, the best everything, the best medical care. And look at Steve Jobs. Died at 56. Pancreatic cancer. I think he was a year older than me. And now I'm 61 and I'm still alive. And I don't take any drugs. Now, Steve Jobs had the money. He could have bought the best of everything. But he listened to the wrong people. He listened to the MDs because he didn't know any better. Hopefully, I'm assuming he didn't know any better. When he could have done the research and found out that there's lots of other people out there. You know, there's people that had the same disease he had, pancreatic cancer. They got on board Dr. Wallach's protocols with longevity, and now they're cancer-free. And that's something that you never see with pancreatic cancer in the allopathic medical community. That's pancreatic cancer is one of the most nasty forms of cancer out there. When it comes to the allopathic treatments, it's a death sentence. Virtually 99.9% of everybody with pancreatic cancer that goes to an MD ends up dead within 2 to 5 years. And I know people, I've met people that were the last stage 4, and the MD said, there's nothing more we can do to you, for you. Go home, get your affairs in order, you're going to die. And one thing led to another, and they found out about Dr. Wallach. They got on board with his treatment protocols. And basically, it's just a matter of stopping the bad foods and starting the good stuff. It's not treating anything. I shouldn't have said treatment. Basically, it's just a health protocol. And when you give your body the stuff it needs, it fixes itself. And that guy who was level for stage 4 pancreatic cancer, gave his body what it needed, it fixed itself. Even after the MDs told him there's nothing could be done, you're going to die, get your affairs in order. So the thing you got to realize is MDs do not know the point of no return. Only God knows that. And quite honestly, if I was in a situation like that, even if they told me there's no hope, I would still look around and see if there's anyone else and say, yeah, we might be able to help you. Just give it a try. What's the worst that's going to happen? You're going to die anyway. Hey, and sure enough, these guys took the stuff, got rid of the cancer. Like I said, we're not treating anything, especially cancer. We're just giving the body the raw materials it needs so that it can fix itself. You know, I had a lady that came into my downline. I think she was just a customer, not a distributor. She had cervical cancer. And about 2 months after she got her first Healthy Start pack, I got word back and said, I just got back from the doctor. I'm cancer-free. Cool. That's good news. You know? Why wouldn't anybody want to hear that? As opposed to the MDs you go to, and 9 times out of 10, it's, well, you got the startings of this, but we can't do anything. You got to wait till it gets worse, and then we'll treat it. I actually had a guy tell me that. He had a certain form of leukemia, and it wasn't progressed enough. Go home, come back in 6 months, we'll check it again, and then if it's bad enough, then we'll start treating it. What? Why don't you do something necessary to make it go away now? If it's just a little bitty thing, it's a lot easier to deal with than it's a full-blown deal. It's like, what's the matter with you people? That's just the way the allopathic system works, period. So, you know, what can I say? But anyway, I've kind of rambled on. Again, phone lines are open. You want to call in, 614-426-8787. 614-426-8787, and we will get you right on. In the meantime, let's look at some of the stuff in the news. Vaccine deep state plot to seize naturalnews.com domain and criminalize all speech that questions vaccine propaganda. Isn't that special? Let's look at this one, if I can get it to come up here. Man, still, there we go, finally. Come on. Good heavens. It's taking forever to load. Well, there we go. All right, vaccine deep state plot to seize naturalnews.com. And that'd be a bummer because I like that. I get a lot of stuff from them. The World Health Organization, a criminal cartel front for the vaccine industry, has just declared war on the so-called anti-vax movement. The WHO is the same group that spiked vaccines given to women in Africa with abortion and fertility drugs. It's also the ones that spread AIDS through different vaccines in Africa and in hepatitis B vaccines in the gay community in New York. The World Health Organization is also the same fraudulent group that falsely declared H5N1 bird flu to be a stage 6 pandemic in order to create global panic and generated billions of dollars in vaccine sales to world government, which stockpiled the vaccines and then later spent a fortune having the unused vaccine destroyed. Now, the WHO says the anti-vaxxers are one of the greatest public health threats in 2019, ranking the vaccine hesitancy movement right alongside Ebola as a public health threat, which the government created anyway. That's right. AIDS and Ebola were created by the United States government at Fort Detrick, Maryland, through a $10 million grant from the Congress. And that's all been documented in Dr. Leonard Horowitz's book, Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola. He actually reproduces the documents showing that Congress appropriated $10 million to come up with two immune system ravaging diseases, a fast kill and a slow kill. Slow kill is AIDS, fast kill is Ebola. Produced by USAMRIID, the United States Military's Medical Research Division, United States Army's, I should say, in Fort Detrick, Maryland. And that book's still available, I believe. I know Dr. Horowitz, great guy. I've spent time with him. I have his books and his recordings, and very knowledgeable. Did a lot of study and research to prove that. Anyway, vaccine hesitancy, the reluctance or refusal to vaccinate despite the availability of vaccines, threatens to reverse progress made in tackling vaccine-preventable diseases, claims the WHO in a global health threat ranking document that also claims global warming, a quack science hoax fabricated by globalists, is also going to destroy humanity if we don't surrender world economies to Al Gore. That's right. Yes, if you still believe in global warming, I've got some oceanfront property in Arizona I'd like to talk to you about. The real goal is to criminalize vaccine skepticism and shut down all online speech that's critical of vaccine safety. From sources inside the vaccine deep state, I'm being told that this declaration by the World Health Organization is just the first step in a major assault being unleashed against Natural News and other independent journalism sources that rightfully question the lack of safety in toxic vaccines. With this declaration in place, the next steps will include A. Passing laws in Australia, the United States, and Europe that criminalize all online speech, which is critical of vaccine safety. Arresting and imprisoning individuals who discuss the truth about vaccine ingredients such as thimerosal, squalene, or aborted human fetal cells, i.e. aborted human baby parts. Blacklisting all scientists who study vaccine composition. Seizing all domain names of independent publishers who report the truth about vaccines. Censoring all anti-vax content across all search engines, mobile devices, and social media. banning all anti-vax films and movies by claiming they are spreading disease when in reality they are spreading the truth about vaccine dangers. Watch my urgent video that exposes the World Health Organization's global agenda to criminalize the vax and silence all non-official speech about vaccines. I've just posted a hugely important video that explains the World Health Organization agenda to silence and criminalize all truthful speech about vaccines and vaccine ingredients. This is a must-watch video, and you can find it only on Brighteon.com. And it is linked right here. We're not going to have time to watch it, though, because I'm sure it's a little more than the 9 minutes we have left. Vaxxed film needs your urgent support to get the truth out before we're all silenced forever. Vaxxed2.com is V-A-X-X-E-D-2. That's interesting. I haven't seen Vaxxed2. I've got Vaxxed1, and it is phenomenal. So I'm going to have to see what the story is and see if I can. They've got the trailer. Let's listen to the trailer. Give me a second to get past the little promo thing of 6 seconds. And then...
Concentrated mineral drops.
Okay.
Available now.
There we go. Getting through that. All right, now I'm going to turn the volume back up. Here we go. This is the trailer for Vaxxed 2.
Is the pharmaceutical industry really telling you the truth about safety versus risks of vaccines? Or is the real truth found in the true stories of the people, the moms and dads, parents who have seen their children harmed by vaccines, even as the vaccine industry told them that's impossible, that can't be happening? The first film, Vaxxed, exposed the truth about how vaccines are harming our children. It changed the public conversation around vaccines and awakened tens of millions of people to the truth about how vaccines are not safe and carry inherent risks that expose children to devastating neurological damage. The upcoming film, Vaxxed2, promises to raise the bar on independent journalism, investigations, and real science that exposes the truth about vaccines and how harmful they are to our society. This information is withheld from moms and dads who then subject their children to these toxic, risky interventions that, in some cases, cause their children to be permanently neurologically damaged, maimed, and in some cases even killed. This crime against children must be stopped. It must be investigated. It must be exposed. And we must use today's best scientific instruments and independent filmmaking to bring you this true story about what vaccines are doing to our children, our parents, our families, all across society today. The untold story that you're not supposed to know.
That's going to be good. I don't know if it's available yet. I'm going to have to do a little research on that because, like I said, Vaxxed 1 was great. And I have that one, and I'm hoping that this other one will be available soon as well. But I highly recommend, tell the World Health Organization they are medical tyrants by using this feedback form. And this article will be posted on the Facebook page. I'm going to do here in just, actually, I may have already done it, but I'll do it again just to be safe. Can't remember if I did or not. Of course, Facebook, nothing's loading fast today. I got to do a little more maintenance on the computer. Seems like I'm needing to do this weekly in order to keep everything running smooth. All right, so we'll post it later. There's another one I wanted to look at. Here we go. Exposure to heavy metals linked to autism in children and vaccines still contain mercury. And the measles vaccine linked to 127 deaths in the last 15 years, only 2 deaths linked to humans who contracted measles naturally in that same period. So in other words, the measles vaccine is spreading the measles. Surprise, surprise. There were a couple others. I don't know if they're still here or not. Are people harming their own pets to get opioid prescriptions from veterinarians? Oh, my goodness. Injure your dog so they'll give an opioid for the dog and then they take it. That's bad. Medical prepping malaria cure with 100% success rate easily available as herbal supplement. And That's all on Natural News. And New York Times hit piece on Trump, proof that the media is 100% controlled by the deep state and its mission is overthrow. I hate when they say overthrow democracy. There's nothing better that can happen than to overthrow democracy. You do not want a democracy. We are a constitutional representative republic. Drives me nuts when they use those terms. Some would say it's a short putt, not a drive, but nevertheless. Expose vaccine deep state. Okay, that's the one we just looked at. Roger Stone, deep state plans to remove POTUS, Trump, VP Pence to install Pelosi and Hillary in coup. That ain't going to happen. If the American people allow that to happen, we deserve what we get. Simple as that. And that's the same thing if we allow more Muslims to be elected to office when they shouldn't even be allowed in this country. That's another issue. All right, let's look at the measles one. Measles vaccine. And by the way, phone lines are still open. 614-426-8787. 614-426-8787. Got about 3 minutes left. Righty then. Let's see here. Measles vaccine linked to 127 deaths in the last 15 years. Only 2 deaths linked to humans who contracted measles naturally in that same period. Whoa! How'd that happen? We got the music started too soon. We'll just back that off. All right. It was the year 1900, and out of every 100,000 humans, only 13 died from the measles. 40 years later, that number of deaths went down significantly to less than one person in every 100,000, and on down to barely any 1.2 in 100,000 dying from measles 20 years later in 1960. Just 3 years after that, in 1963, the so-called measles vaccine was invented. And miraculously, it was declared that the immunization wiped out all this huge threat to mankind. Amazing. Even though it had already been done prior to the vaccine coming out, simply by mostly sanitary conditions being improved. Besides the lies and propaganda that were spread about this holy grail of preventative medicine, nobody knew the real horror story that was about to unfold. More people would soon start dying from the measles vaccine than would ever pass from contracting the disease naturally. To this day, the mass media, the CDC, and the vaccine industry science shills all hide these facts from the public in order to sell millions of dangerous vaccines and keep people in the dark about the hazards of Western medicine. It's time for everyone to learn the risk, the real risk. The risk of death from measles vaccine much greater than from simply catching the measles. Not sure how many Americans still know how to do arithmetic, but 127 deaths seems exorbitantly more severe than 2 deaths. So, which risk is greater? Getting measles or getting measles virus injected with a needle along with known neurotoxins into your muscle tissue? In the following short video, a university-affiliated MD named Dr. Moss explains how the vaccine for measles is much more deadly and much more of a risk than simply contracting the disease, a disease that a normal functioning human immune system beats down rather easily. And unfortunately, I'm sure we're not going to have time to watch that video. I think what we'll do is hang on to this for tomorrow. We'll pick up where we left off. And in the meantime, I will post this on the Facebook page as well, so you can look ahead if you want. But that's pretty much it. We're just about out of time for today. Sorry we didn't have any calls, but hopefully you found it good. And I appreciate everybody who listens in and tunes in, whether you're just a listener, whether you're an active participant by calling, whatever the case might be. I thank you so much for being here. You could literally be anywhere today doing or listening to anything you want. And you chose to listen to this program. Hopefully I have done you some service and are providing some information that you can use. So that's it for today. We'll be back tomorrow. More great programming coming up. Until then, take care of your body because it's the only place you have to live. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day. God bless.